Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Biden administration paused the delivery of 2,000-pound and quarter-ton bombs to Israel. Fear they could be used in Rafah.
A U.S. official says the White House National Security Council was behind the decision to pause the shipments of ammunition deliveries. The Air Force has been told by the NSC to pause the munitions, specifically from Dover Air Force Base. The move comes as the Biden administration is putting pressure on Israel to not move forward with the major military operation into Rafah. The U.S. saying it would put more than a million innocent civilians at risk. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The White House calls it very concerning Ukraine's arrests of two colonels in the State Protective Service accused in a Russian-concocted plot to assassinate Volodymyr Zelensky. Divers recovered the body of the sixth and final member of the pothole repair crew who were killed when Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge was destroyed. This is ABC News. The Atlanta City Council approved a nearly $4 million settlement with the family of Johnny Hallman, a church deacon who died during a struggle with a police officer following a fender bender crash this past January. Hallman's family sued, asserting two officers used excessive force after Hallman refused to sign the ticket, finding him at fault in the crash. Polish authorities have ended an investigation of human skeletons found at an infamous Nazi headquarters.
The advanced decay of the skeletons discovered in February made it impossible to determine the cause of death, say the Polish prosecutors. The area used to be part of Germany called Wolf's Lair. About 200 Nazi bunkers and military barracks in deep woods was the site of the failed assassination attempt on Hitler in July 1944, noted in this British newsreel.
Everyone at the conference, with the exception of General Korten and the Führer, was blown out of the windows by the bomb.
The site is now a tourist attraction. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tickets are on sale for new Amtrak service between the Twin Cities and Chicago. The trains will make 8 stops in Wisconsin. The second daily round-trip trains start running on the 21st. Coach fares start at $41 with discounts for students, seniors, and military personnel and their families. Another summer of wildfire smoke could be bad for your health. Travis Knudsen of the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency says small particles in wildfire smoke can cause itchy eyes, coughing, and short-term breathing problems.
If you are someone who already suffers from respiratory issues like you have asthma, it makes those acute symptoms that much more challenging and potentially problematic from a health perspective.
Today is World Asthma Day, and that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A 6-5 win in Kansas City over the Royals. Top of the ninth, the crew down 5-3. The Royals fans daring Adamas to be the hero. Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the win.
Willie is telling the fans he's going to do it. The group of fans right by the on-deck circle. Willie is announcing to them, if I get up there, we're going to take the lead. He's announcing it to him over and over, and they're playing back and forth to each other. Gary walks. He turns back to me. He goes, watch this. Bam.
You're being serious?
I'm being dead serious. That's what he did. It's Amazing. No, it was unbelievable. I watched this, and I'm looking at Ricky, and I'm looking back at him, and he's carrying on with them during Gary's at bat, and he's telling them, and they're all Kansas City fans, and he's telling them, one more ball. It was a 3-0 pitch, and then 3-1. And he goes, one more, and he turned back to him, and he goes, here we go. Watch this. Went up there. Boom. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers and rumbles of thunder ending partly to mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Lows will drop to the upper 40s. On Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, some afternoon showers and storms, with our highs in the low to mid 70s. It's 50 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Rocky Laporte, who joins the show to talk about his big show in Wisconsin, and Jimmy Cuska joins me to talk sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our rainy studio in downtown Waukesha. Actually, it's raining outside. It's not raining in the studio.
That'd be bad.
That would be bad. You can always join us if you want to call or text at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Todd Alba, our friend and colleague and host of the Todd Alba program from noon until 2 p.m. across the network, is joining us at 10:33 next hour. I'm really looking forward to this discussion with Dr. Karen Tamirius, is a political psychiatrist and the founder of Smart Politics. And we're going to be talking about how to talk to people that we don't agree with.
I'm going to ask her, I've never heard the term political psychiatrist.
I haven't either.
Because That feels like it's either a very narrow scope of study, or like, I am a psychiatrist to politicians. I diagnose this. I'm just the occupation alone is interesting.
Absolutely. She's very, very accomplished. She has an extremely long resume, but I think it will be an interesting discussion, because we talk about this all the time, Greg, and certainly across the network.
Yeah.
About the need to talk about hard things without screaming at each other.
Yes.
Without yelling at each other.
And the question we've asked is, how do we have those hard discussions with mainly our friends and family, our loved ones?
Yeah.
And those are the difficult ones, because, you know, we love them. We don't like what they think and they don't like what we think. But it's about sitting down. Maybe it's in the garage over a beer saying, cards on the table, let's talk about this. But maybe
she's going to give us some pointers. She's going to give us some pointers about how to talk to people that we basically just don't agree with. So I think that's going to be really valuable. I know I can use some guidance. I would imagine most of us could use a little guidance.
Not me. I'm perfect. I talk to everyone respectfully.
Of course you are. And on what to do, and more specifically, what not to do.
Yeah.
So that's coming up at 11:06. I hope you can stick around for that. Going to start, though, by talking about vaccinations.
For COVID?
No.
Oh,
Dave Zweifel in the Cap Times, another great opinion piece. Earlier this week, he writes, Public Health Madison and Dane County and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services were called into action to do what they could to prevent the first case of measles in Dane County in 24 years from spreading.
Pardon me, wants to say, I'm sorry, you mispronounced COVID. You said measles.
Measles.
Good Lord.
After interviewing the measles patients, they issued a warning to people who have not been vaccinated and may have hit a number of businesses between Madison and Janesville where they could have picked up the very contagious virus.
Yes.
Measles are very, very contagious.
Yes.
I had measles when I was in high school. Red measles. It wasn't great.
Yeah. We haven't been talking about this, but there has been discussion about this topic. The fact that there is now such a maligned attitude towards vaccinations, that these, I don't want to say old timey, but these viruses that have believed to have been
eradicated,
or at the very least, like, controlled to the point where we don't have to worry too much about, are just back. They're back again.
All of this, although this is, again, according to this Cap Times opinion piece by Dave Zweifel, although this is the first case of measles in Madison in 24 years, health officials note Wisconsin's vaccination rate has dropped from 88% about 10 years ago to just over 82% in 2023 to reach herd immunity, which we heard about a lot during the pandemic. Yes. To achieve that, you have to have a population with 90% of its people vaccinated, 95% among children. So are you afraid to get vaccinated about for anything? 855-752-4842. You're going to not get your shingles shot. You're not going to get your flu shot anymore. Or is it just COVID? You don't want the COVID shot.
Yeah. For whatever reason.
I don't understand.
Well, and then on top of that, too, you know, there's the report from the North Shore Health Department with alerts to the Whitefish Bay about whooping cough.
Yeah. Also something that was pretty much eradicated.
Whooping cough was a referred to malignment or sickness that we would say, like, oh, back in the day you had whooping cough. Like, it was a joke. We use it as a joke sickness because it was so old.
Yes.
And now
controlled.
It's back.
Lower vaccination rates are a trend around the country. Not surprisingly, measles, which can sometimes be quite dangerous, is making a comeback. About 125 cases in 18 communities have been reported in the first 4 months of this year. Up until roughly 2010, fewer than 50 cases reported nationwide in a typical year.
Something that's, you know, mentioned in the Cap Times article, the opinion pieces, the paragraph dealing with the anti-vax movement.
Yes.
And it says played a big part in the diseases of resurgence because of things like, and this has been proven wrong, when a British doctor came forward and said that the MMR disease vaccine, which is the mumps measles vaccine, causes autism. That has been debunked. He has had his medical license taken away, but people still hold on to this, including one Robert Kennedy Jr.
Even though, again, he reminds me of Christy Noem with the back and forth on, no, I didn't really say that. I sort of said, but that's not what I meant. I mean, he has said, no, I'm not anti-vax, and yet I've seen interviews with him where he's like, oh, yeah, I don't trust any vaccines.
His whole thing, and I listened to him speak on it once, even though I do disagree with it. He said, my problem isn't with vaccines. My problem is with research. And talking about the COVID vaccine being made so quickly. But the MMR vaccine was made, there was nothing quote unquote sexy about it. Like the COVID vaccine, when it came out, we're like, oh my gosh, what a feat of scientific
achievement.
Advancement.
Yeah, yeah.
But the MMR vaccine, this is something that's been researched over time. And like, I don't understand what his problem is with it. And if you're going to tell me that it's linked to autism, that means you know nothing then, because then it's not. And a man lost his medical license trying to push it.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you would like to join the conversation, are you vaccinated? Are you afraid to get vaccinated? Did you used to get vaccinated and you don't anymore? Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Good morning, Jack. How you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you. There is a meme I saw when this idiot thing first came out about the quote-unquote dangers of being vaccinated, and it was something like this. A child pointing at her mother, Mom, what's that scar on your arm? Mother replying, well, my dear, that's my smallpox vaccination. Child says, Mom, what's smallpox?
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
My mom has one of those scars on her arms.
Because it was gone, right, Jack? It was eradicated because people got vaccinated.
Yeah. And just incidentally, I just Saturday got my latest update on COVID and an RSV vaccination. RSV is really nasty stuff.
Yep.
And I'm an old guy. It would be really very bad for me to get that. So
good for you.
Apparently, that's a one and done vaccination too, which is a good thing. Or maybe it's just because I'm so old. They figured I'll be gone before I have to get another one. Anyway.
Jack,
come on, Jack.
No, don't talk like that. I will say this too, as I was told when I got my COVID vaccination last year at Walgreens, they told me that this is no longer a booster. It's no longer the latest. It's now the vaccine. So it's going to be the vaccine you get every year that you get with your flu vaccine. It's not a booster. It's not updated. It's just what we do now. If you want to get it, I suggest you get it because I've had COVID and it sucked. So yeah. Just so you, I just want to make that piece of knowledge known. Not a booster anymore. It's the vaccine.
Jack, I'm just curious. Have you noticed, have you become magnetic since you got vaccinated? Because I'm still waiting. I'm so disappointed.
Oh, geez. You know, I wondered why my computer keeps on going crazy.
So it's just you, Jane. It's just you.
I am the only one who has not benefited from becoming magnetic after getting vaccinated for COVID.
But they're watching you, Jane. They're watching on that tiny microchip that's in your body.
Thank you so much, Jack. Really appreciate it. Always appreciate you calling and listening.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And thank you for being getting vaccinated, Jack.
Yeah, absolutely. Do we want polio back?
I'm not sure, but I think there has been
there have been cases of polio showing up now.
So this is my worry is that people dug their heels so hard on the COVID vaccination for various reasons, all of them, I'm sorry, dumb. But now that they've done this, now that they've stated their point so hardcore, you have two choices. You can either still scream about the COVID vaccination, which I'm interested to see how many people screamed about it, actually got it. I'm looking at you, Congress. Or people who just, they say now, no vaccinations for me or my kids. We do not do vaccines because X, Y, and Z, but you could get sick, like
really
massively sick.
Yes, really sick.
And is that the hill that you literally want to die upon?
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Carmella from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Carmella. What do you think about this?
Good morning. Yeah, I agree with you, Jane. And see, I learned something new every time I listen to you. I did not know about that it's not a booster anymore for the COVID shot, that it's just the COVID shot. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Every year.
Yep.
That's amazing. But yeah, as far as vaccination, I'm 60 years old. When in my young life, I was in foster homes, orphanages, and I have no idea what my history is. Now I'm assuming I was in Pennsylvania, so my assumption is that I got it. But as an adult, yeah, I'm getting the shingle shot. Yeah, I'm going to get the RSV.
Yep.
I'm going to get the COVID. I'm going to do whatever.
Yep.
I don't understand the resistance like you guys.
Yeah, it's baffling, Carmella. It really is. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for calling, Carmella. I just waved at the screen
I
could wave goodbye to Carmella.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is like, I don't want to be like, I don't want to thank people for getting their vaccinations. It's like, you just get your vaccination. All right, now I'm going to go get some lunch. It's just what you do. It's what you should do.
For all of us.
Exactly.
For all of us. All right, stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. The best way to get out of debt is to know what motivates you. Do you love like a quick win you can celebrate, or the satisfaction of doing the best money math? Well, if it's quick wins you want, go for the snowball method of paying off debt. First, you focus on your debt with the lowest balance. Make the minimums on everything else, but use every extra dollar to pay off your lowest balance first. Then boom, use the motivation from that win to start paying off the next thing. Or If it's the best money math that really moves you, use the avalanche method. Focus on the debt with the highest interest rate. You still pay all the other minimums, and you use all your extra money to pay off that loan first. With Avalanche, you pay less money overall. You know, paying off debt isn't just math. It's about what's going to keep you going. And I'm rooting for you. For more help with credit debt, go to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, ready to take your calls and your texts at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform Elon continues to actively ruin. Coming up at 10:33, Todd Alba will be here from the wonderful Todd Alba Show, noon to 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Wanted to do a quick little update, though, because it's just kind of gone whoosh. We haven't heard, we don't hear anything about this anymore. And this dominated headlines for months and months and months and months. Paul Waldman, an author and commentator, has a column on MSNBC.com. Opinion, it's an opinion piece. From the end of last month. And the headline reads, Fox News's abrupt silence on the Biden impeachment crusade speaks volumes. Now that Republicans have failed to prove that Biden is corrupt, they want you to forget that they tried.
It's what they always do. It's like it never existed.
This whole issue that we made a big, scary thing out of, and then when they don't get the results, because there's no there. It's just like, let's just not talk about it anymore.
Yeah, just...
let's just pretend this never happened.
Let us throw it on the pile of other disregarded crusades. They do this. I mean, this is their thing. They get so hyped up about it. This is the thing. This is going to... this is
the end of America.
We found the end of America. And at the end of the day, it's just like, oh, this is the drag queens don't pose a problem. Some of them are obnoxious, but that's not detrimental to children. That's just my problem. But, you know, it's just another crusade that they just don't have the evidence for.
So. In this column by Paul Waldman, he says things have not worked out the way that Representative James Comer, who headed this impeachment effort, and this has not worked out for Comer and his colleagues. The only ones humiliated were the Bush League Javerts of the GOP. That's, we don't use that word enough.
Is that FCC cleared? I have no idea.
Yes. CNN has reported recently that Comer approached one of his GOP colleagues and made a blunt admission. He was ready to be done with the impeachment inquiry into Biden and Republicans and all their media allies. Hello, Fox. Hello, Smart News or whatever, OAN. Yeah, they're just hoping we all forget about it.
Yeah.
It never happened. We didn't say, we have the evidence. We have the smoking gun. We're going to bring forward this evidence that Biden is corrupt. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
There's that. My favorite loser horn ever. The Price is Right. I mean, it's... I'm going to post this article in the show notes. It is, I told you before we went on air, this is my favorite kind of article because it's so factual, but it's got just a 10% layer of snark.
Yes.
Because,
there is snark in there.
Because really, when you think about it, they wasted our time and they wasted money with this and it got nowhere. There was nothing happened. I'm going to read my favorite part of the entire article to you all where it said, the president's brother, James Biden gave his brother $200,000 in 2018. Comer breathlessly revealed this information. Surely that there was something fishy going on, but it turned out it was repayment on a loan the future president gave his brother 2 months before, which they would have known if they would have looked at the memo, which said loan repayment.
I know. It's just, it was just so glaringly obvious that they're looking for something that does not exist because they want to make this. They want to make a thing.
They want to make up
a thing to scare everybody. Tom from LA is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thanks so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning, Jane. Good morning, Greg. First off, I am a proud FDR Democrat, and I hope people will study Franklin Delano Roosevelt and how he brought us Social Security, et cetera. But here's the thing I don't get about these people. If you work for a company, let's just say you work for a company, Jane, and you hate the company, you want to do what you can to sabotage the company. How soon would you be fired from your job?
That's a good point.
That's a very good point and a good question.
Because these people that say they hate We the People government and say that government is bad, but yet they're trying to get jobs in government, it doesn't make sense to me. I would, please, all you people out there that vote for these people that say they hate government, please tell me, why would you elect these people?
That's a great point, Tom. Thank you so much, as always, and thank you for very much for listening. Again, this article points out Representative Jim Jordan had touted a highly credible, confidential human source. Reminder, who turned out to be under indictment for lying to the FBI and falsifying records and might have been working with Russian intelligence.
Yes.
This was their source that was going to bring Biden down. Hilarious.
Another line is, instead of stocking the committee, the oversight committee, which is, you know, can issue subpoenas, can call for investigations, has a lot of power. Instead of stocking with their best and brightest, former Speaker Kevin McCarthy granted committee seats to the most ridiculous blowhards, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, and Phil Gosar. And also, let's not forget what else happened when Hunter Biden himself said, fine.
I'll do it.
I'll come and testify. Yep. I will come into the open session and I will testify. And that's when Republicans said, no.
Wait.
No, we want closed door. He said, no. I'm going to talk. I'm going to tell the American public what happened. I'm going to answer your questions.
No, they wanted it behind closed doors so they could control the narrative.
Exactly. And then I think at that point, that's when the last wheel finally fell off. When Hunter Biden couldn't be controlled by them, they were like, this is going nowhere.
And it's making us look kind of bad.
And we're wasting money.
Yeah, well, they don't care about wasting our money.
I care.
They really don't. Rob from Port Edwards on the line. Good morning, Rob. We got just a couple of minutes left. What did you want to say?
Good morning on a beautiful sunny day.
Yeah.
The inverse of this, which is a dearth of positive news or any news, which is our illustrious Josh Call, attorney general. What is he doing with all the false electors and all of this insanity with the 2020 election that all the other states seem to be able to be pretty competent and pretty straightforward in going after these people? And if you think about it, a lot of these things started in this lovely state of ours. Where is this man? I think his agenda seems to be just going to be wanting to be governor. When Evers steps down, that's what he wants to do instead of actually doing his darn job. That's it for the day. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Appreciate it. Well, there have been a lot of people who have asked that, but I think that's done.
Yeah.
I mean, they admitted that they did it,
mm-hmm.
but there's no punishment for them.
Nope. We're the only state, I think, too.
I'm not sure about that, but certainly the fake electors have been charged in other states.
Yeah, they're being charged in other states. Here, they're cutting deals and getting new jobs.
Yeah.
And representing the people, apparently.
Yeah.
Which, chaps me so much, Jane. I may have tweeted about it.
Follow Greg on Twitter, by the way.
At I am Greg Bach. Bunch of blathering.
News is on the way next. Stay with us when we return. The one and only our friend and colleague Todd Alba will be here. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
The Biden administration paused the delivery of 2,000-pound and quarter-ton bombs to Israel, fear they could be used in Rafah.
A U.S. official says the White House National Security Council was behind the decision to pause the shipments of ammunition deliveries. The Air Force has been told by the NSC to pause the munitions, specifically from Dover Air Force Base. The move comes as the Biden administration is putting pressure on Israel to not move forward with a major military operation into Rafah, the U.S. saying it would put more than 1 million innocent civilians at risk. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The White House calls it very concerning Ukraine. Arrests of two colonels in the State Protective Service accused in a Russian-concocted plot to assassinate Volodymyr Zelensky. Divers recovered the body of the sixth and final member of the pothole repair crew who were killed when Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge was destroyed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge is throwing out a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. Animal rights advocates accuse the Natural Resources Board of meeting without a quorum and collecting extra comments on the wolf plan from groups it supported. Judge Stephen Elke says the open meetings law doesn't apply to the meetings in question. Wisconsin could see a $90 million impact when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. Tourism officials say it's important the benefits of the big event extend far beyond Titletown.
Making sure people know where they're going, know the good spots to eat, can get around well, and are, you know, really excited to come back.
Nick Meisner is with Discover Green Bay. He spoke at WYSN-TV's Up Front. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sometimes regular people see what celebrities wear to events or fashion shows and say, I would never wear that. Conversely, there is rapper Doja Cat, who wore something we can all relate to the Met Gala, a bath towel and only a bath towel. She was going for the fresh out of the shower look and accessorized with a towel wrapped around her head. But she didn't stop there. She even had the smeared makeup look to complement the outfit. Was it a fashion statement, or did she really just oversleep? Comedian Marlon Wayans says he chose never to marry because he didn't want his mom to be jealous. That old excuse. The 51-year-old actor said he never wanted his mother to feel second to any woman. Wayans' mother died in 2020 at the age of 81. Wayans addresses the issue of death and family with a new film called Good Grief, which drops on Amazon Prime June 6th. Wayans said he misses his mother dearly, but is excited to finally get out there and play the field. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers and rumbles of thunder ending partly to mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Lows will drop to the upper 40s. On Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, some afternoon showers and storms, with our highs in the low to mid 70s. Right now, it's 48.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome back to the program our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trindy Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We'll discuss what's going on and take your phone calls.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the conversation. Call or text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very excited to be joined by our friend and colleague, the one and only Todd Alba. You can catch his show from noon to 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network. I just want to throw in real quickly, Todd, there are a bunch of accidents now scattered around the system. I'm sure that big line of rainstorms that just came through didn't help. So we do have one in Eau Claire. We have one southeast of Madison. And then there's about six of them around Milwaukee. So it's a 511WI.gov. Yes. It's a great resource if you're hitting the roadways and you want to see if anything's going to be in your way. Download the app. It's 511WI.gov and just take a look at where those accidents are. So, Mr. Alba, how are you this morning?
Well, good, good. Jane, Greg, Kelvin, always great to join you guys. Yeah, I actually had to go in and get this now. I have a 2016 Dodge Ram, and the passenger side light burnt out a couple weeks ago. And of course, Todd, being the idiot he is, I can't change it myself. And so I took it into the Ram dealership where I got the truck. And my oil change guy says it's too complicated for us. I actually had to go to the service people to get a light changed. So I spent about an hour in Don Miller while these storms came through. And the lights came on in the dealership parking lot. It was a downpour.
Wow.
So yeah, lots of hydroplaning. So if you're out in the roads today, be careful.
Absolutely.
When it comes to those little fixes on the car, the lights, yeah. YouTube could not be a better friend to me. I do so many of my own repairs now, just those little ones. I'm not changing out alternators.
Right.
Although I'm going to try now. But yeah.
But see, the difference is, Greg, you're trainable. I'm not. and my luck, I'd get a couple of lug nuts unscrewed, and then I'd be like, oh my God, I'm halfway through. I've messed it up. I'd have to go anyway.
So just, how are there extra parts?
Yeah, exactly.
Should there be seven extra pieces? It seems wrong. Well, I'm glad you got that rectified, and yes, I'm glad you made it in all in one piece. I wanted to start off, Todd, by talking about, whoopsie, an ad declaring that U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted to cut Medicare funding and use the money to subsidize electric vehicles had to get pulled and replaced because it was not accurate.
How about that?
I'm so shocked.
Right. Look, this is just classic, and he'll be on the show tomorrow, our friend Trygve Olson, a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican. That's right out of the playbook of these guys, just like what they're doing with Trump and Biden, they're trying to do the same thing with Hovde and Tammy, which is when your candidate is guilty of being in favor of cutting things like Medicaid and Social Security, just accuse the other person of doing the same thing, who is actually not, and then that confuses people, and then the voter says, well, they both do it. And so it's right out of the playbook. And if you look at, but here's the great thing. Tammy Baldwin actually has a record of supporting Medicaid, of supporting Social Security, and what they're referring to is this omnibus bill that she voted in favor, the Inflation Reduction Act,
yeah,
which actually increased monies for Medicaid and did things. Yes, were there monies for electric vehicles? Yes, but it was not at the expense of Medicaid or Medicare.
Gotcha.
The question I have, though, is they put out an ad with incorrect information. Do I have to applaud them for saying, oh, take it down, it's incorrect? Because nowadays it just feels like they'd be like, leave it up, who cares? People will think what they think.
Well, they didn't do it out of the goodness of their hearts. They did it because attorneys with the Elias Law Group, on behalf of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, contacted the TV ad sales on Thursday requesting its removal. They said it had blatant lies about Senator Baldwin's record. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, with reporting by Jesse Opoyan, Daniel Bice, and Lawrence Andrea. We'll put this in the show notes. Yeah. I think it's worth everybody taking a look at. The initial ad buy totaled $3 million. They stand by both versions of the ad. They claim that they made the changes before the complaints. Oh, sure. Okay.
Sure.
Right. We believe you.
Yeah. They got caught with their pants down, and so they had to do a correction. It was even a little too far for some of the people on the right, I guess. Because, well, I guess that's too blatant of a lie, they said to themselves. I guess we'll have to change that. But, I mean, again, here's the great thing about Tammy Baldwin. She's out there. She's amongst Wisconsinites from Superior to Milwaukee, from Platteville to Green Bay. And people know her, and they know her record. And if you're looking, I think she's doing an outstanding job, grassroots, as we say in the political business,
yes,
being out there with people. And she's also running a great air game. If you've seen any of her ads, they're relatable. She talks about growing up with a mother who struggled with addiction,
yep,
and that's why she's supported. And she says in the ad, I worked with Republicans to address fentanyl and these type of addiction. I mean, she's working in a bipartisan manner. And the Hovde people are fit to be tied because they're saying to themselves, how do we pin this person down politically? How do we make something stick? And so they're just throwing the kitchen sink at her. But I think Wisconsinites know Tammy Baldwin well enough to say, look, a dude that flew in from Orange County, California, isn't going to fool us.
You mean the lake sitting, axe throwing California guy, Eric Hovde, that guy?
Yeah, that dude.
He's a landowner in California, Jane. Show some respect to our new overlord and senator.
I apologize.
I mean, and that's the thing, too, is that, and that goes, that really rings true of the GOP, the national side of the GOP, their inability to course correct. Because if they wanted to, they could say, let's find ourselves someone who's right and business and works compromises, does all the things. I mean, I don't want to say a Republican version of Tammy Baldwin. But if this is the best that they can do, this shows their inability to be flexible in finding candidates, because there are candidates out there, I'm sure, who can say, like, yeah, I'm pro-business, I'm pro-less government, but I'm also, I want to work with my would-be colleagues across the aisle, but they can't do that now.
Well, and they're reaching out to these people because they can help self-fund their own campaigns, yeah, right, Todd?
I think that's a lot of it.
I do. I really. They're not so much concerned about quality as they are about cash quality.
Yeah.
And if you look, this is a boilerplate now from Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans. It's not just in Wisconsin. Out at in Montana, I think it's Senator Tester who has done a great job.
Going up again, against like Tammy, right?
Yep, exactly. And like Tammy, he's worked across the aisle with Republicans to get stuff done. Like I've spent time in Montana. It ain't a powder blue state, you understand?
By a long shot.
Right? And look, I mean, Tester's getting it done. He's well-liked. He's actually a farmer. And then, right, Jane, you had Sheehy, again, fly in there, claim he grew up on a ranch in Montana. Turns out he grew up out east. You know, and he's not even from Montana. He's got the same problem as Hovde. So Mitch McConnell is having trouble, to Greg's point, of finding legitimate people who are native or at least spent a lot of time and grew up in these states that have roots there. They're bringing people in from outside. And my guess is you're both right that he has access to money, just like, I'm not sure if to the extent of Hovde. But yeah, I mean, it says something, right? I think about the Republican playbook, again, that they're having to bring people into states instead of, like, on the Democratic side with Tammy Baldwin and others who have homegrown candidates who have deep roots in the state.
If you're just joining us, Todd Alba is here, our friend and colleague and host of the Todd Alba Show from noon to two across the Civic Media Radio Network, talking about an ad run by a super PAC supporting Eric Hovde that they had to pull, Restoration PAC, because it was wrong. And it accused her of cutting Medicare money to fund electric vehicles. And as Todd explained, that's not what happened. But going back to these outside candidates, I think it's also indicative of the problem the RNC is having raising money. And that's why they need wealthy candidates, because they don't, the committee doesn't have the cash, and any cash they have now is all going to Trump and his legal expenses.
Yep.
Well, exactly. You're exactly right. I mean, remember, folks, that the Trump people, when they took Laura Trump, the daughter-in-law of Donald Trump, Eric, the son's wife, is now the co-chair of the RNC. And they're not even hiding it. They said they're going to merge the RNC, Republican National Committee, with the Trump campaign in order, in their terms, to get synergy. Jane's 100% right. What it's really about is they're broke. We read it. You guys might have used the story last week as well. While the Biden campaign is opening headquarters, the Trump folks are not, and in fact, firing people because they are out of money.
Yep.
So I know, folks, I was back in Richland County last week, and I heard some very nice things about this show. And so we really enjoy listening to Jane and Greg. And so I know there are people in rural Wisconsin listening to this show. Simply ask yourselves, when you write that check out for 20, 40, 50, maybe even 100 bucks of your hard-earned money, working class people in Wisconsin, because you might actually believe in Republican ideas or Donald Trump.
Their policies, sure.
Do you really want your hard-earned money going to the Trump Defense Fund like it is today out in New York while Stormy Daniels is taking the stand? Your hard-earned dollars are going for Trump's lawyers. It's not going to advance with the things that you actually believe. Think about that.
Well, and I'm still amazed that the takeover of the RNC was so easy.
Right.
Ronna McDaniel just kind of went, yeah, okay, I'll go.
Yeah. Well, she saw greener pastures at NBC.
Well, that didn't last very long, but anyway.
Yeah, I mean.
But she had a pretty sweet quick gig and was very influential, and they just kind of shoved her out. And it's like, I'm putting my daughter-in-law in there. And that doesn't, nobody raises their eyebrows about that.
Here, I saw this morning on the old Twitter, the Twix, as I like to say. Craig Ferguson, not Twitter, not X, but Twix. Here's a quote from E. Jean Carroll, who, of course, won the lawsuit against Donald Trump for sexual assault. She says this, quote, "Amazingly, I looked out, and he was nothing. He was nothing. He was a phantom. It was the people around him who were giving him power. He himself was nothing."
Interesting.
I thought that was powerful because it says, at the end of the day, it's the folks in Wisconsin and across the country who choose to send their hard-earned dollars to prop this guy up. He himself, to E. Jean Carroll's point, is nothing. And I think the good folks in Wisconsin are going to wake up before it comes election day. And I think the majority of people will vote for Joe Biden, and which will be the critical state. But I thought that was a really powerful statement from E. Jean Carroll, who, of course, was found to be sexually assaulted by Trump, and just taking her power back and saying, look, this guy has nothing over me.
But you're right, Todd. It is the people who surround him who enable him and give that to him. And that's just, I find that shocking.
Yeah. It is certainly a cult-like mentality, and for some people, I do believe it is a cult. I mean, they keep discussing, what is it? I was listening to the Stephanie Miller Show on the way in. I rarely listen, but I was listening this morning, and they were saying, what is it going to take to get Trump's base to finally leave him? I think the only thing that would make Trump's base leave him is if he admitted he was wrong.
Which will never happen.
Yeah.
Which will never happen. There's literally, he was right years ago when he said, I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and my base would still vote for me. He's 100%, might have been one of the few, if not only, truthful things he's ever said.
Yeah. It was one of those things where you said, well, that's the end of the Trump campaign on top of the 200 other things he has ever said.
The Access Hollywood tape should have been the end of the Trump campaign.
Yes, 100%.
Just the gold escalator. Never a man make a bigger statement.
But doesn't all this, in my opinion, see what you guys think? I think all this says more about Tammy Baldwin than it does Trump or Hovde, because she has risen above all of that.
Yeah.
She has cut through all of that. As I've said before, she has a great relationship with the business community in the Dells because they understand, they've worked with her, and she's brought all kinds of money in for infrastructure and roads to get tourists from Chicago and the Twin Cities to Wisconsin Dells. She's helped with international issues with visas to get workers into the Dells.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way they can have workers. She's gone to Superior and drinks beer with people at the bar and actually finishes her beer before she leaves.
Sometimes we're full time.
I mean, she's a real person.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that she has continued to win and by these days pretty healthy margins speaks to why people love her, because she works in a bipartisan fashion. She gets things done and she's relatable.
And she's a good person, I believe.
Yes.
Well, we're going to continue this conversation, and we do have a new attack ad, Todd, that was generated by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. They're pretty vicious. We'll come back with that and keep this going. Todd,
I mean, serious.
Todd Alba is here, and you're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Box, Sweet KLB on the board, joined by our friend and colleague that was part of his theme song there, Todd Alba, the Todd Father from noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm happy to hear that because that's the song, Bang Your Drum. We use at the end of the show, so after this, I can go home. I'm done for the day. So thank you.
It's official. I always listen for that. I really like that bump that you use. That's great.
That came from the Craig the old Late Late Show, mm-hmm. with Craig Ferguson, yep. And it's a Scottish based band, I think, Greg, right?
Yes, it is.
I believe.
It was... Oh, go on, Scott.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, he played that song on his final episode, like the entire song, and he sang it to the audience. Craig Ferguson, one of the great late night hosts ever, period.
Yeah.
Love him.
It's a group called Dead Man Fall, and it's called Bang Your Drum. Mm-hmm. And it really touched me, really split, because the song is basically about don't give up. Like, you know, people are going to tell you no. People are going to say, give up your dreams and just keep banging your drum. And he was a drummer, is a drummer himself. So mm-hmm. Greg's right. And a pretty good singer, too, actually.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The song just means a lot. I think it's a good theme for everyone just to keep banging your drum. Don't give up.
Well, heck, and yeah. that's your whole message at the end of your show, which I think is really important. We were talking before the break about Restoration Super PAC, which had to pull an ad that they put out running for. It's based, they're supporting by Lake Sinning, California guy, axe thrower Eric Hubde, and they had to pull it essentially because it was not accurate. What a shock. What I think is really interesting, though, too, Todd, is Restoration PAC is getting a whole bunch of money from the E-lines.
Yes, I forgot about U-Lines.
A whole big bunch of money. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you realize that U-Haul was started by the U-Lines?
Are you kidding me?
That's not true at all. No.
Oh, my.
That's not true.
But wouldn't it have been fantastic if it was?
they misspelled the name. They're like, it's fine. We got the trucks. Let's do this.
Yeah. They have given more than $250 million to federal candidates and political groups since the 2016 election cycle. Over the first 6 months of the 2024 election cycle, E-Line poured more than $20 million into federal contributions, and they've given an additional $83 million to state and local candidates since the start of the 2022 election cycle. And I guess I bring this up because we talked to someone from the group Patriotic Millionaires a couple of weeks ago, just talking about exactly this. The outsized influence of the very wealthy in our country and how they can steer our politics.
No, absolutely. And I think you said earlier in the story, it was $3 million that this group put behind these ad buys that are false, was your lies against Tammy Baldwin. And again, that gets spread out there. Okay, so we changed the ad. Well, how many people heard that?
Right.
And it was like, oh, geez, well, I guess, you know, she's against blah, blah, blah. And it's just unfortunate. And right, I mean, Citizens United unfortunately changed things for the worse.
Considerably.
When the Supreme Court declared that money is speech and refused to put a limit on that. And remember, it was our very own Wisconsin's Russ Feingold, a Democrat who worked with the late John McCain, yep. a Republican, to create McCain-Feingold to try to, you know, and the Supreme Court overruled it. I think it's just important, again, to remember how powerful our vote is. Ultimately, a vote at the ballot box is more powerful than money. And number two, it's just very interesting to me now that, you know, you got the U-Lines and what's her name? Diane Hendricks, yes. Who builds Tinker Toys or whatever for a living. And, you know, she has all this money as well. And the Republicans are just down to basically a handful of billionaires. It was so interesting in as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, for years we heard the Democratic Party, you know, say, well, we're being outspent. We just can't compete with the Republicans. Well, ever since Ben Wickler came to town as the chair of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin, guess what?
Yeah.
Democrats in Wisconsin, by and large, are outraising Republicans. And now you have people like, you know, as Greg likes to say, the popcorn king, Robin Voss, whining about how much, oh my gosh, we're being outspent. We're being outspent. Because guess what? The tables have turned. And it's, and yes, there are certainly rich Democrats who are contributing lots of money as well. But I would argue if you look at the actual contributors, that Democrats, and again, largely thanks to Chairman Wickler and others, you have more small donor or medium-sized donors right. donating to Democrats, which says to me that Democratic ideas, on the whole, are connecting with Wisconsinites more than Republicans.
A spokesman for the Restoration PAC says, quote, Tammy Baldwin's values fit uber-liberal Madison like a glove and the rest of Wisconsin like a shrunken sweater, unquote.
Fire your writers.
Oh, that was a hard-hitting, brutal ad, almost as brutal, Todd, as this attack ad by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Take a listen.
Wisconsin's two U.S. senators couldn't be more different. Democrat Tammy Baldwin keeps getting things done for her constituents. She helped secure funding for infrastructure projects like the Blatnik Bridge and made sure Wisconsin seniors can afford life-saving insulin. But Republican Senator Ron Johnson knows exactly what needs to happen to make your life better.
I think we'd be far better off if we never passed another piece of legislation.
This November, elect the wealthy California guy who sits in frozen lakes. Just like Senator Johnson, he'll work hard when he gets to Washington, just not for you.
Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
Brutal. Just a boo, ouch. Brutal.
Truth is brutal.
I just want to say really quick, I'm going to put this on the show notes. It's the opensecrets.org webpage for the U-Lines, Richard and Elizabeth. And it gives a really beautifully created breakdown of their spending. And just two outside groups, Richard U-Line alone, just two outside groups, not candidates, ballot committees, PACs or party committees, to outside groups, he himself has given nearly $100 million of his money.
And you know what that tells me, you guys? He needs a tax cut.
He needs a tax cut.
He
that's
needs
a, lot.
A tax you know what? Break, man.
America's hard for the rich people, Jane. You don't understand, the wealthy are having a hard time.
I know, they're struggling.
Especially those old guys, too. The old guys,
tough times.
Y'all don't understand.
What are you going to be covering?
Well done.
I mean, yes, I'll tell them. What are you going to be covering on your show, Todd? We got about a minute.
Well, giving away the old bar. I'm wearing the old Bob Uecker Milwaukee jersey here.
Love
today
it.
Luke Mathers, from time to time, he opens his leather, beautiful leather satchel that he uses mink oil and leather butter to cure, and he keeps all of the season brewer tickets in there. And so we're giving away two brewer tickets today, amongst other things on the show.
Make sure you catch the show from noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. My friend and colleague, Todd Alba, thank you so very much for joining us. News
thanks, guys.
Is next. Thanks. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Civic Media.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.